From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Another sophisticated tunnel used to smuggle drugs between Mexico and the U.S. has been found in the San Diego area. From member station KPBS, Ruxandra Guidi has more on the discovery.
The investigation lasted about 8 months and found evidence of a half-mile-long tunnel, 80 feet deep, connecting a warehouse in Otay Mesa on the California side and a residence in Tijuana. Miguel Unzueta is a special agent in charge for ICE Homeland Security investigations in San Diego.
The tunnel task force received information that a semi-tractor trailer would come to one of these warehouses and pick up a load of narcotics. We initiated surveillances and found that it contained approximately 27,600 pounds of marijuana.
Inside the warehouse, another 4 tons of marijuana were seized for a total of nearly 20 tons. 8 arrests were made, including several U.S. citizens. For NPR News, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Diego.
Officials in Saudi Arabia are trumpeting today the arrests of 149 people over the last 8 months linked to al-Qaeda. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the suspects have links to al-Qaeda in Yemen, Somalia, and Afghanistan. Local TV reports also say the kingdom foiled plans to attack Saudi oil installations. The arrested suspects will be put on trial. A warning today from China against military acts near its coastline. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Shanghai, the warning comes ahead of U.S. and South Korean naval exercises in the region.
The United States is sending an aircraft carrier group to the Yellow Sea for military exercises with South Korea, which starts Sunday. The exercises were planned before this week's bombardment of a South Korean island by North Korea, but the four-day maneuvers have not only enraged the North, but also unsettled North Korea's only ally, China. China's foreign ministry said on its website, "We oppose any unilateral military act conducted in China's exclusive economic zone without approval." The exclusive economic zone is a maritime zone up to 200 nautical miles from a country's coast. Washington is pressing Beijing to use its influence to rein in Pyongyang and help ease tension, but observers say these war games may not help the American cause. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
Encouraging signs for the economy today as Black Friday seems to be pulling in bigger crowds of shoppers than last year. Another difference is more people are buying things for themselves as they shop for those on their gift lists. The CEO of Macy's says 7,000 people were lined up outside the flagship store in New York for its 4 a.m. opening. A year ago, that number was at 5,000. Major retailers are set to report their monthly sales results next Thursday. Still, European debt troubles weighed on Wall Street. The Dow ended the day down 95 points to 11,092. This is NPR. General Motors announced today it's selling an additional 71 million shares of common stock, and underwriters also purchased additional convertible preferred stock. That raises the total value of GM's initial public offering to $23.1 billion. The release of additional stocks after an IPO is called an overallotment. GM shares closed today at $33.80. The White House has identified who it was that elbowed the president during a basketball game this morning. NPR's Laura Seidel reports the jab happened while Mr. Obama was playing defense, and it left him needing 12 stitches.
Ray DeSarega was the culprit. He is the director of programs for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute. In a statement, Mr. DeSarega did not apologize, but said, "I learned today that the president is both a tough competitor and a good sport." DeSarega also says he enjoys playing basketball with Mr. Obama and expects he'll be back soon on the court. Mr. Obama was treated by the White House medical unit in the doctor's office on the ground floor of the White House. The unit used a smaller filament than is typical, which is why he needed 12 stitches. This method is supposed to result in a smaller scar. The president has no event scheduled for the holiday weekend. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
People in California are dreaming of warmer weather. Thanksgiving cold snap broke or tied temperature records up and down the state. The National Weather Service says a low of 42 in San Francisco yesterday tied a record set in 1892. In LA, a low also of 42 degrees tied a record set in 1946. Stockton saw a record low 27 degrees yesterday. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.